grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning's message is from that Old Testament reading from the book of Exodus, the call of Moses from the burning bush. Especially this part, "But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? He said, but I will be with you, and this shall be a sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain." Dear friends in Christ, who am I? Who am I? Have you ever played that game where, you know, you have, you whoever it is, you know, maybe as a kid you played it, and you gave people clues or they had to guess. It's like, who am I? And, well, I've done this, 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 and this. Who am I? And they have to guess using those clues. Somebody gives clues, other people try to guess. It's a simple concept. It's kind of like my father actually had a fairly unique profession. He was a flight safety instructor. He actually taught private pilots, government pilots for small jets and stuff like that, how to use all the safety equipment in their airplanes. He still does it occasionally. He was on the TV show, What's My Line? I don't know if you've ever seen that TV show. He was on there, and they had to guess what he did for a living, or something like that. Anyway, he was on one of those guessing TV shows. Anyway, so in today's text, as God is calling Moses to lead the children out of Egypt, the key question we see here is, who am I? It actually leads to some very profound discoveries in the Old Testament. It also leads us to some of the most profound realizations about ourselves. So today we're going to look at what do we learn about God and about ourselves when we start asking that question, who am I? Moses, you know, he's called by God. He actually is called. In the verses before I just read, God says, tells them what's going on, and he says, "Come, I will send you to Pharaoh that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt." And Moses responds with, "But who am I to do this? Who am I to do something like that?" If you can almost see the wheels turning in the back of his head, he's like, "What do you want? Why do you want me to do this? Why do you want me? I mean, I don't really want to do it. I'm wanted for murder back in Egypt." Remember, Moses had actually killed somebody back in Egypt, and then he fled to the land of Midian. "I really don't want to do it," you can almost see in the back of his head. And more to the point, not only don't I want to do it, I really can't do it. I don't have anything in me to do it. And brothers and sisters, we're all like Moses in a lot of ways. We're excited to see God doing his thing, right? A burning bush. We're excited to come to worship and receive God's word and receive his sacraments. We're excited to see what God is doing here with everything that's happening this week. We were reading off the announcements. I was going, "It's a busy week." But we're excited about what God is doing in our congregation and in this place. And we're excited to be his people. We're not always excited to do his work. Sometimes we are, but we're not always excited to do his work. Maybe we sometimes will ask ourselves, "Who am I to do this? I mean, I can't do that. Maybe I'm afraid or too busy. Maybe I don't know enough of the Bible." But see, this leads us to really the question that is most important. And that question is, who is God? The next question that Moses asks, "Who shall I say has sent me?" Who is God? See, it's not important who you and I are. It's not important who we are. What matters is who God is. Moses asks, "Who am I?" And then God responds with, No, no, here's the question, Moses. It's not, who are you? God says, who am I? Who is God? Who am I is what he asks. God identifies himself to Moses as the God of his fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and Jacob. And really, as the great I am, as I told the children earlier, the word I am is translated from the Hebrew Yahweh. And that's such a wonderful word because it encompasses God in who he is in such a unique way. Because the verb Hayah, which is what this is based on, Yahweh, can mean I am who I am. It can mean I will be who I will be. And I am what I am. So it can be, you can see how all-encompassing God's name is as Yahweh. And the people of God knew, somehow identified knowing that I am, that Yahweh was God's name. So he tells him who he is, that he's the God of his fathers, that he is the great I am. And more than that, he gives Moses a promise. It says, I will go with you. See, it's not who you are that matters, Moses. It's who I am. He's going to use Moses. He will absolutely protect Moses. He will bless Moses. And God tells you and me the same. See, the thing is God is the one. It's who he is. God's the one who sent his one and only Son. He sent Jesus to buy us back, to redeem us. He sent his Son to win forgiveness and everlasting life by his death on the cross. That's what he did for us. He does with us, or in so that we might be saved. And he showed himself and his great love for us by that amazing sacrifice of his Son. We don't need burning bushes, brothers and sisters in Christ. We have the cross. So maybe a better question for us to ask is not who am I, but who are we because of Christ? Because of what Jesus has done for us, who are we? See, Christ has actually changed us. By faith, he has changed us. Once we were not his people. Well, you know, I mean, we're just selfish individuals asking only about ourselves, asking only, well, who am I in this world? No way we could ever serve God. There's no way that he could ever use us. But now, Christ has made us God's people. And we serve God. And he uses us. Some of us sing his praises, as we heard earlier. Some of us serve in various capacities in the congregation. Some of us go and help others in service. Some of us serve our country, as we talk about today on Veterans Day. God uses us wherever we are as his people to do his will. God, I mean, because we are new creatures, that we have new selves, we are new people in Christ, we serve God and he uses us wherever we are. And the only way God uses us is after Christ has already changed us. God actually shows his grace to us in Christ. And then he calls upon us to serve him. Today we have our annual congregational meeting after this service. And God has called people to serve this congregation. He's called me to serve you as your pastor, to administer the sacraments and preach the word to you. He calls each and every one of us, some of us, to serve his people in different ways. And brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't have to worry about who we are. We don't have to ask that question about who we are, because we belong to Christ. It's not who we are, it's whose we are. We belong to Christ, and it's in Him that we have faith. It's in Him that we have all hope. It's He that makes all of the difference in this world. Who am I then? Well, as God's people, that's not so much a question that we ask ourselves. That's, you know, who am I is irrelevant. It's who God is. It's more actually of God's invitation to know Him, to know who He is. And He answers us in Christ. He answers us in love by telling us and showing us that love by Christ's sacrifice for us on the cross. God is our Savior. God is our God. Who am I? That doesn't matter. Who is God? He is the one who has saved us in Christ Jesus. In His name, amen and amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior, now and always. Amen.